Thank you, Jerry. And Joe, we will see you back home in Toronto for Game 5 on Wednesday afternoon. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Twitter has been in a massive outrage ever since the fifth inning. So before we get to the calls, I'd like to please remind you, if you're listening out there, that the Blue Jays came here to Arlington down 2-0, about to be eliminated from the playoffs, maybe even get swept. They have now forced a Game 5 with two terrific games and could move on to the American League Championship Series with a win, with Marcus Stroman on the mound on regular rest on Wednesday. Please try to remember that as we get to your calls. Mike in Cambridge, you're going to lead things off. Welcome to the program.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, sir, and the rest of the crew there. And you just kind of took the words right out of my mouth, you know. There's been a lot of chatter even on, I was watching part of it on TV and listening to it on the Fan. And there's been a lot of chatter about the move that Gibby pulled on Dickey, taking him out 4 2/3 in. Now, a manager is there, and it doesn't matter really what game you're playing. The first thing that I had in my hand was a hockey stick, and the second game I learned was baseball. And it doesn't matter what sport you're playing, the manager or the coach is there to ensure a win, especially in an elimination round in the playoffs. Like, Gibby, whether he did the right thing or not, he must have been right, because we're coming back to Toronto. And thank God to Gibby for that. AA had confidence, and he still continues to have confidence in Gibbons. And Gibby's got to prove that. And this isn't anybody's team. This isn't a Dickey team. This isn't a Stroman team. This is a Blue Jays team effort. And everybody's got to give up, you know, to take one on the chin every once in a while for the team. And I really think that Dickey isn't really as offended as some people are, because he's a professional. And I got a feeling, and my gut really hasn't been wrong very much. And what I'm getting at is that there's going to be a lot of opportunity for Dickey to come back and play a really good game, because this isn't going to be the end of it. We're going to be taking it on Wednesday, and it's going to be a thrill. Thanks.
Thank you. Certainly hope so, Mike. It would be great if the Blue Jays can complete this comeback and pull off that Game 5 win on Wednesday afternoon. And look, the truth of the matter is, I'm sure R.A. Dickey's not happy to have come out after 4 2/3 innings with a 7-1 lead and one runner on base and two out. There's no way he's going to be happy about that, and he shouldn't be happy about that. But they won the game. What's important is they won the game, because if they hadn't won the game, there would be no game on Wednesday, and the season would be over. And I've heard from the Dickey haters enough all season long to know exactly what would have happened if R.A. had given up a hit to Shin-Soo Chu, who he'd already given up two hits to. And then if he'd given up a big hit to Adrian Beltre, who he'd already given up two hits to in the game. Those were the only two guys who had really gotten R.A. Third time through the order. There's a big difference between a game that's 7-1 and a game that's all of a sudden 7-4 in the fifth inning. You've got a ready David Price. You have complete confidence in Marcus Stroman to pitch Game 5, so why not? And Price got Shin-Soo Chu out on one pitch. Now, we can debate bringing Price back out for the eighth inning with, at the time, an 8-2 lead, and whether or not that ruins him for Game 5 in relief. I'm not sure it does, especially since chances are you'd want to use David Price for a lefty or two, and probably that's it in that situation. The rest of your bullpen is completely fresh. And you got Marcus Stroman, who has been your ace since he came back off the disabled list. He's outpitched everybody on this team. Russ is in New Jersey. Hey, Russ.
Mike, good evening. Are you allowed to decline home field in this? It looks the way the playoffs are going, you know.
Like, I know a lot of people would love to have Game 5 right here in Arlington.
Yeah, did you get a chance to see that Kansas City-Houston game when you were in the press box, or you didn't get
really, not really
a chance to watch that?
No, how could I? I'm working.
No, it was unbelievable, that, Craig. You know, maybe Gibby was that game, because he, you know, 6-2, and for them to pull that game out, crazy. You know, obviously, 24 hours, it's just unbelievable. And I said it after the, you know, Friday's game, being disappointed that they lost, but I said, You know, you felt good in the pitching matchups, and after yesterday's game, you felt if they got an early lead, they could have Texas on their heels, because Texas thinking, you know, all's gone to waste by losing the two games, you know, here. So the Donaldson's hit was huge to get off and get an early 2-0 lead and say, guys, you know, to Texas, here we are. We're going to win this game. About the pricing, Mike, I don't understand why. You know, you're up by so much. You want to get him the one batter, but like you said, I don't know if he's done for game five or what it is. I just don't understand why you needed to. I'm not saying he should be the starter in game five. If Gibby thinks that Stroman's the guy, he knows the pitcher's better than, yes, yeah, Stroman should go out there, and he doesn't even need to be the first guy out of the pen if Stroman, you know, needs to come out. But why throw him for such a long time in a game that seemed like the Blue Jays were in command, you know, really in that game?
Because I think the operative word is seem, and if you don't get this win, then you're done. And maybe it's a little bit, you know, well, I would say managing like it's Game 7 of the World Series, but it is Game 7 of the World Series because you're done if you lose this game. And like you just talked about in that Kansas City-Houston game, there is no in command and there is nothing safe. And if you think David Price is your best option to continue your season, then you use David Price. I mean, in the eighth inning, you're facing the middle of their order again with all those tough lefties, Chu and Fielder and Moreland and Hamilton, who they wound up getting out of the game. If it was a different part of the lineup in the eighth inning, then you probably don't see David Price come back out for one more inning. But that's what John Gibbons felt he needed to do to secure the victory. And that's really the only thing that matters, is securing this victory. Thanks, Russ. Want to get to a lot more calls before we go at the top of the hour, but we have to step away for a second. When we come back, more of your phone calls as Blue Jays talk continues. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. The Blue Jays beat the Rangers 8-4, and they're coming home for Game 5 on Wednesday afternoon. This is Blue Jays talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Pitch to him. Fly ball driven to right field. Deep. Back for Chu. Still going back. He's at the wall. Looks up. There she goes. Home run, Josh Donaldson. His second in the series. And the Blue Jays are in flight here. Two hitters into the game, leading the Rangers and Derek Holland 2-0.
If you listen to the pregame show, you heard Joe Siddle and me talking. And you heard me say to Joe, best thing for R.A. Dickey would be if he had a three-run lead before he even threw a pitch. Well, the Blue Jays had a two-run lead before there was even an out recorded. And then Chris Colabello added a home run in that first inning to make it 3-0 going into the bottom of the first. And the Blue Jays went on to an 8-4 win, and they're going home to play baseball. It was win or go home down here in Texas for both games, but they're going home for the right reasons as they complete the Texas sweep. They do whatever they had to do in winning two games, 5-1 and 8-4, and there will be a decisive Game 5 on Wednesday afternoon back at Rogers Center. I'm Mike Wilner, taking your calls on Blue Jays Talk to the top of the hour, and then for listeners on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, I'm going to stick around on Sportsnet tonight with Ben Ennis, and we might do some Jays Talk there as well. Let's go to Buffalo, New York. I was going to say across the border, but you're on the same side of the border as I am right now. Fernando, go ahead.
No, you got that right. Listen, brilliant. John Gibbons got that luck of the draw. Pitching and defense does it all. Bringing in R.A. Dickey, yesterday Estrada was phenomenal. You have to look at that. I know a lot of you wannabe coaches out there think that it's all about home runs and the big hits. It's not. Pitching, defense. That does it. And the Blue Jays executed perfectly. Even today, that first batter of the game, Revere, hitting that bunt between the pitcher and second base, there wasn't even a throw. You have to outsmart the other coaches. And I called it. My wife got mad when I said, I don't feel it. Those first two games in Toronto, I just didn't feel it. Of course, Price, bad record against Texas in the postseason. But let me tell you something. when he comes back around, and chances are it won't be KC, it might even be Houston. I'm pushing for Houston, but KC doesn't scare me. We're going to go to them. And I'm telling you right now, it's never quit. Never say die. And we are the team to beat.
Okay, Fernando, thanks for the call. I want to get to some other people. Yeah, pitching and defense is huge, and that bunt single was terrific by Ben Revere to lead off the game, but the home run that followed was a little bit bigger, and so were the other couple of home runs. You need everything, and the Blue Jays have shown us that, and that they have everything. They've got pitching, they've got defense, they've got offense, and it showed up in each of these last two games after not showing up in all three facets in the first two. John is in Oshawa. Hey, John.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hi, first-time caller, a little nervous, but really, really proud of the performance by R.A. Dickey. I would love to see him get the W, but I think Gibbons made the right call. It was time to bring in Price. I think their whole intention was to have Stroman pitch in that fifth game and to use Price in these two games when needed. And I thought he was a little shaky, but he got the job done. And let's bring it home and win this fifth game.
Sounds good to me. Appreciate the call. Good job, John. And look, I think, too, that the length that David Price pitched in this game did have to do with the fact that the Blue Jays, I don't know if they had decided already that they're starting Stroman in Game 5 or that they're very comfortable with starting Marcus Stroman in Game 5. We also found out after the game that Aaron Loop was unavailable today due to a family issue. So David Price was the only lefty, and that's the reason, I guess, that he went to him so early. We might have seen Loop otherwise in the fifth against Shin-Soo Choo. With Price the only lefty, you had to leave him back out there for those big lefty bats in the eighth inning, or at least that makes things a lot more comfortable for the Blue Jays. Eddie's in Thornhill. Hey, Eddie.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. First of all, I will say, of course, I'm ecstatic the Blue Jays have come back and they're forcing in Game 5. But nothing could be better than that. But having said that, I am puzzled by taking Dickey out without one-third of an inning left for him to get the victory. A guy's 41-year-old pitcher starting his first postseason game would have been amazing. And if you take him out with a 7-1 lead and 4 2/3 innings gone, then whenever will you leave him in? So I'm a little puzzled with that. I think, like you just said, I think they probably had decided that Stroman will start Game 5, and so they want to get Price in there to get his work done. But I'll say this to the initial
point, Eddie. I don't think in the history of Major League Baseball anyone has ever cared who was the winning pitcher in a playoff game. None of that matters, especially in a situation where if you lose, you're done. That extra third, yeah, you want to give a pitcher an opportunity to go 5 in a regular season game to get the win, sure. In the playoffs, if any pitcher is upset about not getting a win in a game that the team wins, he's in the wrong place. And so, yeah, R.A. Dickey got his first ever postseason start. R.A. Dickey pitched really, really well. It shouldn't matter at all whether or not he gets the win. And I'm sure it doesn't matter to him at all that he didn't wind up the winning pitcher.
I think it matters a bit. Of course, he's happy. I'm sure he's happy if team won. I think he would have liked to have gotten the victory. And I think, as I said, with a 7-1 lead, I think it would have been okay to try another. And that, by the way, remember that Price's first batter when he pitched was the same long fly ball out that Dickey had gotten the batter before. So, listen, we're harping on it. I mean, the Jays are playing Game 5. So that's an important thing. But that's my feeling about the Dickey affair.
Okay. I don't think there's a Dickey affair. I appreciate the call. I that was the one thing I didn't understand more than anything else watching Twitter throughout the game, why so many people cared that R.A. Dickey didn't get a chance at a win. Who cares? It's the playoffs. Doesn't matter who gets the win. It should never matter who gets the win. And you can understand sometimes why a manager would do something like that during the regular season. It's the playoffs. Who cares? The team win is the only thing that's important. Thanks for the calls. Apologies to those of you to whom we could not get, but hang on if you're on the line, because Ben Ennis may take some calls with me on Sportsnet tonight on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. But right now, we got to get you set for Game 5. And who'd have imagined when the Blue Jays got on the plane to Arlington, Texas, after losing Friday in 14 innings, that there would be a Game 5? Playoff baseball is pretty damn awesome. This is the Sportsnet Radio Network. Blue Jays beat the Texas Rangers by a score of 8-4. They were up 7-0 By the middle of the third inning, Kevin Pillar goes 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs, including a home run, as Josh Donaldson and Chris Colabello go deep in the first inning to help the Blue Jays to the win. Game 5, life or death for both teams. It's a win or go home. And it's Wednesday afternoon. We're on the air at 3:30 p.m. Eastern for a 4:07 first pitch. We know Marcus Stroman will start for the Jays. We don't know who goes for the Rangers. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware. Homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. For Jerry Howard, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, Jason Leung, and Mark Boffo, I'm Mike Wilner. Bye-bye from Texas.